This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, here again with Sarah.
Happy Saturday.
Let's see, jinx. We're starting to think alike.
I know.
That happens. It's like a work marriage.
Could only be so lucky.
I know, right? It's a very functional relationship. So I think, you know, we're doing all right. You know what is totally crazy? Sarah and I do this thing regularly. I don't know if you guys do this. It seems like every other week we're like, can you believe it's already whatever date it is? I don't know if that's like because I'm pregnant and time is going fast, but I feel like it happened before that too.
I do too.
Oh my gosh. It happened all the time. When we were saying it the other day, it was because I feel like we just started the fall 12 weeks to transformation.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, to be honest, I feel like we started the summer 12 weeks to transformation like a minute ago. Mm-hmm. And now registration is officially open for the winter 2020 session.
Yeah.
How did we get here so fast? You know what's absurd? And this is like such a selfish comment. People are probably like, I know you're pregnant. And as fast as we know these 12 weeks go by, and they go by lightning fast, there'll be a baby in the middle of this one.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what? That's wild. You know, I wanted to ask you though, since you've been a part of now three full ones, four really, winter 19, spring 19, summer 19, fall 19, right?
Yeah.
A part of winter.
Right.
Okay. So almost four full 12 weeks to transformations. What do you like about the 12 weeks to transformation? What do you enjoy about it?
Well, so many things, but I think my favorite is being able to connect to your sort of tribe on a more intimate level, like learning more about what they're struggling with and then hearing their success stories. I mean, it's so incredible and so inspiring to hear about the changes that people are making. And then also, like, I'm learning a ton personally, and I get to make changes for myself, and it feels like such a great community to be a part of, and know that we're all doing it together, and we're all struggling with the same things, and we can all have amazing outcomes.
Yeah, and it's what you said about, like, getting to know people on a deeper level. We can't do that on the podcast, you know? I wish we could, but that's what makes the 12 weeks so unique, is that we get to learn so much more about people and what their goals are and what their fears are and what their struggles are and see the evolution. Especially one of the things you and I talk about often that's so cool, the way that it touches other areas of their lives that they were not expecting. You know, mm-hmm. when somebody starts talking about how it's impacted their parenting skills or their financial life or their relationships, it's just so inspiring is really the best word.
Yeah. And I know you'll probably remember, but in one of the groups, and I can't remember if it's Rookies, Vets, or Masters Club, they made a comment about how their son, I believe, was reiterating some affirmations back to them. And yeah. I thought, like, no way.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
I mean, what a gift to your kids, right? Mm-hmm. To have them witness you change, but then what a gift back to the parents.
Yeah.
That the parents see the kids are picking up on it. Like, how cool is that?
Exactly. Because kids are a sponge, obviously. And to be able to give them that kind of information to absorb is just incredible to me.
And people say that too about their spouses. Like, you know, mm-hmm. my partner just yesterday was parroting back something that I've been saying that you've been saying. And really, truly, it has such a ripple effect, not only in terms of the areas of our lives, but also the people in our lives. And it's hard to put a value on that.
Oh, yeah.
Because when every area of your life improves, you now have infinitely more options. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. All right, we are doing another giveaway today. And because I'm just like really excited to have coffee and lattes back into my life, we are giving away a box of Four Sigmatics turmeric latte today. I love it. Not only is it a warm drink, it is creamy and delicious, but also tons of health properties, right? It's like a superfood drink that's also amazing. Because I don't know about you, I've had some superfood drinks that are just like not good.
Yes.
That's the worst. I had one in Costa Rica. The boyfriend ordered me some sort of like beet something or other morning cocktail, virgin, of course. And it tasted like dirt. Like it was beautiful. And I'm sure that it was really good for me, but it tasted like dirt. And so I love it when we can have these superfood kinds of things and they are amazing. But if lattes aren't your thing, Four Sigmatic has so many of these amazing superfood drinks and foods. And you can check them out at foursigmatic.com/primal. You also get to save 15% when you go through that link. And we will announce the winner at the end of today's show. In the meantime, we got a bunch of questions.
Yes, we do. All right. We're going to start with, I'm wondering if you have any lunch ideas and your reasons for choosing the ingredients. I often find lunchtime the hardest part of my day for making good choices and would love some suggestions.
Happy to weigh in on this because I used to feel this way too. I've never been a sandwich person. And before I was like eating cleaner and not doing, you know, breads and gluten and that sort of thing, I just was like, well, what do you eat for lunch if you don't have a sandwich, right? You can tell what kind of family I grew up in. Starting with reasons for choosing the ingredients, I eat foods I love that love me back, right? So I'm never going to be like, well, I should have asparagus because asparagus is a really healthy vegetable. I don't really like asparagus. So guess what? I'm not going to have at any meal asparagus. You know, every once in a while, the asparagus that grows wildly in my yard is delicious and I will eat that. But foods you love that love you back. I love ice cream. Ice cream does not love me back. And when I say love me back, that could be it's aligned with my goals, or it could be like ice cream tends to cause reflux for me. So I wouldn't put that on the list. But Brussels sprouts. I really love Brussels sprouts when I'm not pregnant, and they love me back because they're a cruciferous vegetable, they're nutrient dense, they're high in fiber, they're great for detox. So my rationale on choosing ingredients is, do I love it and enjoy it? If I don't, it's out. Does it love me back? Meaning it makes me feel really good, it's good for me, it's aligned with my goals. I've done an episode on lunch, so episode 073 is all about lunch. Sarah's mentioned this a few times and it's a great point. The website is really searchable. If you go to primalpotential.com and you search lunch, you're going to get posts or podcasts that I've done on lunch. But what I often do is dinner leftovers because it's the easiest thing. And then I don't have to figure out two different meals. When I'm cooking dinner, which feels like a lifetime ago because we're still in without a kitchen land, when I'm cooking dinner, I'm doing so with tomorrow's lunch in mind. I'm going to make enough for me to have lunch tomorrow and my partner to have lunch tomorrow because that just makes it easier. And oftentimes I'll reheat it cold, or let's say that like I cooked steak and we had, you know, cauliflower rice and steamed broccoli, but there was no more cauliflower rice and steamed broccoli, then maybe for lunch the next day I'll put the steak over a salad or some other vegetable. But that is the easiest thing for me. However, there's a bunch of different lunch ideas on episode 73. What do you do for lunch? You're shaking.
Same as you. Yeah. So I grew up in a world of like eating sandwiches for lunch also and struggled with that. And I made the switch to doing leftovers. But yeah, if I don't have it, or if I'm doing something on the go, or if I'm at work during lunch hours, then yeah, I do a shake just because I find it usually fills me up pretty well. And nutritious, nutritious.
You know, it's really funny when you just said that, nutritious. I had to introduce myself in front of a few hundred people the other day with a microphone, and I had to say where I was from. And I don't get weird about talking in front of people, but like I mispronounced Massachusetts in front of all these people. I was like, and the boyfriend was in the room and he was dying, right? Because I was like, I'm Elizabeth Benton. I'm from Sandwich, Massachusetts. And then I'm like, I look like an idiot. I look like I've been drinking all day. Yeah. And then
did you say that?
No, because the guy who was like passing the mic around, he was holding it. So he just like moved on to the next person. And I'm like, I didn't even get to prove that I know how to pronounce my That's not even a word I normally struggle with.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Neither is nutritious for me.
Nutritious. I like it. I like it. All right, next question.
Next question. Where do I start?
I have no idea what this question means, to be perfectly honest with you. And we love all of your questions, so I'm going to take a few stabs at this. If you mean, where do I start with Primal Potential? I would start by searching on the website for something that interests you. You know, if you're looking for mindset stuff, you can search mindset. If you're looking for hormone stuff, you can search hormones. If you're looking for nutrition stuff or nutritious stuff, you can search that. Don't worry, I'll forget in 10 minutes. I won't ever remember the word that you said. No, I'd love to razz you forever, but my brain just doesn't work that way anymore. But start with that. If you're like, I have a goal, where do I start? I really like to start with questions because they get me thinking in different ways. And I really believe that a cornerstone of change is thinking differently, right? So if we continue to think the way we've always thought, we're going to continue to get what we've always got. If we want to change something about what we're doing, then we have to start to think differently. That is why when I wrote Chasing Cupcakes, the theme of the entire book is questions. Asking yourself better questions, asking them more frequently, answering more honestly. So I think that the questions in Chasing Cupcakes can be a really great starting point for gaining clarity on what you really want and also on what you can do about it today. And I also think journaling is a great place to start because oftentimes what happens when we want to achieve something new or we have a goal is we stay in our heads, and it's very easy in your head to start circling around different ideas. Like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. What's wrong with me? Well, maybe I'll try this. Then right back to what's wrong with me, right? And it's easy to not be linear or streamlined or structured in your thinking. So I find it very helpful to write things down because I can spot when I'm circling easier. I can spot when I'm stalling. I can spot when I'm making excuses. I can spot when I'm in the problem and not in the solution a lot more easily in writing than I can in my own mind. So I think journaling is really, really great. And back to the questions thing, like very simply, what can I do today to move me closer to my goal? Simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Get into action. Do something. Talk to somebody who's done what you want to do and ask them how they started. Try that. Learn from that. It might not be your best starting point, but it's certainly an option, you know? What do you think this person means? Just curious.
I think it means they're in the frame of mind of having all of the information, but not taking any action.
Yeah. So then it goes back to something we talked about last week and living in the gap. If you haven't listened to episode 683, do that. Listen to episode 683. What can I do today to put something I know into action? That's it. I've been asking myself this as it relates to social things. So the Costa Rica trip, right? I really wanted to connect with colleagues more than I normally do. I tend to be a wallflower. And if somebody comes up and talks to me, like, I'll be very friendly and very sociable. But I don't have as much experience or comfortability yet with being an initiator. And I know all of these different things about networking and how and why it's so important. And I know all of these different strategies for, you know, being really interested in other people and just asking people lots of questions, but I don't always do those things, right? So I was constantly challenging myself to say, what am I going to put into action that I know is important? You know, whether that is you overhear somebody saying things, because connection's a real big priority for me in my life in terms of building. I overheard somebody say something about why they named their son what they did. And so the next day, I asked a question about it, right? Because otherwise it's like, hey, how are you? Those conversations rarely go very far, because what do most people say when you say, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Right. It doesn't really, it's like, I'm good. How are you? I'm all right. Thanks. And then you start talking about the weather, or you start talking about, you know, anything that's surface level. But if you really want to connect, you have to be curious. You have to be interested in them. And most people, when they say, hey, how you doing? They're not really interested. They're just being polite. You know, you can tell when somebody's really interested by the types of questions. So where I start with that is, all these things I know I could do, which of them am I going to do today? And then you do the thing. And it's not like it's 75 things, it's one thing. And that's where I started with that. And I think that approach applies to anything, whether we're talking about getting out of debt, or we're talking about nutrition, or we're talking about, you know, having more peace in your home, or anything like that. That's what I think.
This listener would like to know how many journals you have. Do you keep separate journals for your food and HEC tracking, then another for identity, another for gratitude, another for money?
Oh, well, I have a lot of journals, but I'm never using many at once. I'm usually using two at once. One is for like work ideas, and not even work in terms of like to-do lists, but like notes, projects, visions, big lessons that I've learned. And then the other is where what I eat, the HEC stands for hunger, energy, cravings. I always like to add an M there, hunger, energy, cravings, mood. So the identity journal that we use in the 12 weeks to transformation is what I do my daily reflections in, is what I do like any kind of questions I'm asking myself or gratitude kind of stuff, what I'm eating, how I'm feeling. All of that is in that one journal. And then the only other journal I have at the time is for like big idea. Like I travel with this always, or I go to meetings with this always, so that if like a new idea comes up, or, oh, we should try this, that all goes in one place. For money, I don't have a journal for money. I use spreadsheets. So I used to just do like pen and paper when I was first getting out of debt. But now as a business owner, there's so many different factors. I have monthly spreadsheets for income and expenses. And I have similar spreadsheets for like my rental properties and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's that. But honestly, there's no right or wrong, right? If you have one, if you have seven, it all just depends on if it works for you.
Right. Do you cook your salmon cakes before you freeze them?
No. So if you had said salmon cakes to me 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I would have been like, that sounds disgusting. A fish cake is like freezer food that I would never touch. But when I talk about salmon cakes now, it's the 21-day sugar detox salmon cakes recipe from Diane Sanfilippo. You can just Google 21-day detox salmon cake recipe and it'll come right up. I love this recipe. I haven't made it in forever because I haven't had a kitchen in forever, but I always make more than the recipe calls for. And then I only cook what I'm going to eat that night. And then I put in patty form into the freezer all the uncooked ones. And then basically you just have to throw them in a skillet. Because you're using canned salmon though, it's already cooked. So you're really just like heating all of the ingredients together because there's egg in it and stuff like that. But no, I don't cook them before I freeze them.
How do I get out of my own way?
You know, this is really another flavor of the same question. Like, how do I start? Or from last week, how do I avoid widening the gap that we talk about in episode 683? This is really the same kind of thing and the same kind of answer that comes down to what can you do today? This is not some big theoretical question that we need this massive answer to. How am I getting in my way? Let's start there. What are some of the things that you do that you would filter under the category of getting in my own way? And maybe you have a list of four things. Maybe it's a list of 14 things. It doesn't matter. Then you can say, okay, what can I do today that's an improvement? That's it. It's not any bigger or smaller than that. Identify an improvement you are able and willing to make today. And the people who feel overwhelmed are making it about more than this moment or more than today. And that is an option. Know what you're doing to get in your way. Know what improvement you're willing to make today. And that's honestly it.
All right, we have one more question. I was wondering if you could give some advice on how to find a credible life coach certification program. There are so many online to choose from, and since you're in this business, I would love to hear your input. Would you mind sharing where you received your life coaching training?
So I don't think of myself as a life coach. Whether I am or whether I'm not, it's not how I define myself. I definitely think I coach people, but I'm not a life coach. I don't have a life coach training. I think there's a huge push towards monetizing this because people feel like they need like a title or a certification. And all of those people would probably make a great case for why you do. I think what matters is, are you good? Do you get people results? I don't have a life coach certification. I don't think having one makes you in any way qualified to help people. That's my opinion. That doesn't have to be your opinion. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. That's just how I feel about it. To me, it's, do you have confidence that you can get people results? Do you have a method that you have practiced that works for people? Do you have a genuine heart for service? Are you going to put down the struggles of the people? Like, I talk to a lot of people just at networking events and stuff that almost like make fun of their clients. You know, and maybe that's not even the right way to put it, but they look down upon, probably because they've overcome it or because they've helped people solve it so many times, like, oh my gosh, all people do is ask about blah, 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 blah. Well, that's your opportunity. That's not your burden, you know? So I always tell people, check your heart first. You will not be a good coach for anybody if you are not genuine, kind, and deeply devoted to service. If you are the kind of person who talks crap about your clients, like, you're not going to be successful for them because your heart will come through in your work. That is absolutely true. I will never forget when I was at an event and I had asked somebody else to be at this event with me and to do some things with me at this event. And we were alone for a few minutes during the event. And she started to talk crap about the people that were there. And I was like, oh God, hard stop. I've made a mistake here. You know, like, this is not the energy I want in my space. This is not the way that I serve my clients. This is not what I believe. And so it's not about some certification. It's about who you are, your heart, and how good you are. I worked for free for years before I ever dreamed of taking money from somebody. And when I first started working with clients, to work with me for a full year was $200. And I would be on the phone with you every single week. I mean, like, I was making nothing. thing, but I needed to trust myself that I could create results for people. And so many people just want to have somebody give them a piece of paper and then start taking money from people. And that's just, I personally don't run my business that way. So I'm answering this question, you know, from my perspective. I don't have a certification. I know I get people results. I don't think of myself as a life coach. I know my heart is for service. I know I get people results. I know that I am fiercely committed to getting better every single session, hell, every single day. And to be as frank can be, I'm a little saddened by the number of people who are taking money from people to give them a piece of paper that says that they're authorized to help people change their lives when they've never done anything to help people change their lives. Mm. You know, it's tough because then people who are really looking for help don't know who to trust.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad that question came up and I'm really happy you answered it. And I'm sure the listener is too.
Yeah, it's funny. People will say like, did you go to like I get all these types of questions about like what coaching certification do you have? I mean, my background, my educational background is in nutrition. I don't really do nutrition work anymore because it's just not what lights my heart on fire. It's not enough that I changed my own life. It's not enough that I continue to change my own life. That doesn't qualify me. Just like somebody losing a bunch of weight does not qualify them to help other people lose weight. It's about, do you have a process? Do you have a method? Does your method work? Do you get people results? Is your heart in the right place? And while there are a lot of people whose heart is in the right place, there are a lot of people whose heart is not in the right place. Hmm. Yeah, that's what I think. And you see, yeah, like when people in the 12 weeks to transformation struggle, I've struggled so deeply that like, I'm not judging them for it. You know, there's too much judgment in this space. I want to help them. I want to serve them, but I'm not here to judge them. That doesn't mean I don't ever get frustrated. I absolutely do. And I don't try to hide that either. You know, if somebody really wants to change and we're working together and we're talking it through and they're not doing it, we'll have that candid conversation and I'll say, all right, I have given you a few tools. We're at a place where you're not consistently putting them into action. What can I do to help you? Because to me, it's not, I'm on this pedestal telling you what to do. I really see it as a relationship. And so if somebody's not doing the things that I'm suggesting that they do, I'm not throwing my hands up in the air and saying, okay, you're out, you don't want it. I'm saying, what do you need from me today to make today a win? Do you want to get on the phone and talk about how we can create success for you? That sort of thing, which is very different than like, well, I have this certification and I took a course. So now I'm going to charge, you know, whatever absurd amount of money or even not absurd amount of money, any amount of money when I don't have a tried and true track record for getting people results.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a winner.
We do.
Do you want to say who won the box of Four Sigmatic Turmeric Latte?
I do. This is their Instagram handle, and it is at Lopez Dez, which is LOPEZDEZ. At
nice.
Lopez Dez.
All you got to do at Lopez Dez is email Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at primalpotential.com within 60 days from today, and we will get your Four Sigmatic Turmeric Latte in the mail. And I also want to remind people that if you go to primalpotential.com/transform, you will see that registration is now open for our winter 12 weeks to transformation, which doesn't kick off until after the new year. So no worries there about, you know, Christmas or travel or anything like that, or New Year's Eve. We start the first Sunday in January. And it's a really great opportunity if you feel like you relate to this podcast, my approach, my message, but you want more, because the podcast is great for staying connected and maybe for bringing your your mind back to your intentions every single day. But the 12 weeks to transformation is different in that it is a coaching experience with me, and I'm very much engaged. And Sarah can speak to like my level of involvement in the 12 weeks on a daily basis. But if you feel like you need more support and you want that relationship and you want that structure, that linear experience, we have daily coaching audios 7 days a week that go to you. We have weekly challenges. We send you your identity journal in the mail so you get that physical thing that you work with every single day. We have live coaching calls every single week. But do you want to say a word? Because a lot of people ask, like, how is it different from the podcast? And you see a lot of, like, my interaction with people on the daily or recording daily coaching audios or the weekly coaching webinars or whatever else it is.
Yeah, so I think I've touched upon this a little bit, but it's kind of like a club, a very intimate club that you can belong to. And I don't mean that in, like, we're excluding people, but, like, you have a very sort of personal relationship with people who are trying to achieve the same things and supportive of each other. And like you said, that, I mean, it's the getting text messages with daily coaching audios. You have your webinar and you're actually speaking to them. It's not like this was pre-recorded weeks ago. I mean, you're addressing their specific questions. They can ask you anytime. We are constantly emailing back and forth, very sort of approachable, I think, I hope.
Yeah.
And giving them so many other tools like the identity journal and the course. They can log in at any time, do it on their own schedule. The content is all there. You have so much specific content in that course portal also, which I think is just awesome. Like, if you're just struggling with something specific, there are little tips and tools and audios in there that you can go and use. I mean, there's so many ways to get help and guidance.
Yeah. And I think just the ability to say on any given day, hey, I'm struggling with XYZ, and not only get a response from me or from Sarah, and sometimes both, but also from all of these people that are right there in there with you. Like, it's a real sense of support along with structure. I don't work with clients outside of the 12 weeks or the Master's Club. Like, those are the only two ways that I work with clients now. And so if you are looking for support and coaching and structure to achieve your goals, it really, really is a great thing. And if you've got questions still about how it works and what's included and how much it costs and the payment options and the start date and all of that kind of stuff, you can get all of that information at primalpotential.com/transform. All of that information is there. There's a video there that gives you all the details. And registration is open now. It's a great way to kick off 2020 too, right? Not only a new year, but a new decade.
I know. I was thinking about that. How cool would it be to, like, start off a new decade with great habits and new tools and a great community to be in?
Yeah, and the support, because that to me has been the biggest game changer for all of my goals, is having support. Mm-hmm. Is being able to ask questions, being able to speak up when I'm feeling discouraged or I'm not doing the work I want to do. Like, that is an invaluable tool. So definitely head over to primalpotential.com/transform. And I'd love the opportunity to work with you. I know Sarah would too. We have a lot of fun.
Yes.
All right, everybody. I'm going to rest this tired voice. I hope everybody has an amazing day, and we will talk to you so soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.